Welcome, everyone, to episode 18 of The Gathering Storm. I'm Ben Corby, and my host is Michael Minches.
What up,
He's in
peeps?
Ireland. I'm in Adelaide. That makes us like fucking Russia to England apart. But who gives a fuck? It's February, and we're here. We're both alive. How are you, cunts?
I'm assuming you're talking to me there and not our wonderful listener base, at least not some of them. I am pretty fantastic to do another podcast with you, Benny Boy, especially on a Monday night. Bit of a change from when we normally podcast, especially because I was clever enough to leave my laptop at work. So I'm doing it on my iPad. And not only that, my puppy decided to chew my headphones, so I'm doing it no
Oh, your dog
headphones,
ate it.
no microphone. Yeah, dog ate my homework. I literally will scream at kids when they say that, but here I am saying dog ate my homework. So
There you go. I was in the shower before this, and I won't go into detail there.
No,
And
not porn.
I,
Not a porn podcast. So.
no, it's not. It's not. That's our other one, Michael. It's
Johnny
the
Things
26th
the
of February
Witch.
today. 26th of February today, and it was the 26th of January that I played Uprising. So I have not done my Uprising recap.
I'm very
You
excited.
know, Uprising, that tournament that happens in Adelaide, like the biggest super major in Australia that like no one from Queensland came to except for a couple of mad lads
I've
and a
never
couple
heard
from Toowoomba.
of Adelaide. Never
Never
heard of
heard
Adelaide.
of Adelaide? All right, so it's this town founded by free settlers in the early 1800s, and there's this suburb called Highbury, and there's this rec centre called Turramurra, and 201 neckbeards rocked up and rolled dice.
You were one of these 201 neckbeards?
I was the 201st.
Yeah. And you I'm going to speak of myself, and this is the one good thing I have about not being in a club or a group or anything like that. I only ever have to answer to myself and only ever have to worry about myself. You definitely were fantastically gracious, saying, "Mate, you can stay with me. You know, it'd be fine, it'd be great." This year, with starting a new school and money, I just couldn't make it down this year, which was really heartbreaking because I do love coming down and spending 3 days playing hammers, but I couldn't make it happen this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, look, man,
Maybe.
it. I found I replaced you quite easily, man. It wasn't hard.
It's a good.
I had Dale Big Pappy Sumner come stay with me from down under 40K.
What was that like?
Mate, he is an absolute mad lad, an absolute gentleman. I've heard stories, and he did not live up to any of them.
Oh.
He was calm, cool, collected. He was in bed by 9 p.m. most evenings. He did tell me that he was going to go out one night and play up, and I said, "If you're not home, but if you're not in bed by 10:30, you can find somewhere else to stay." And I think Napier dropped him off at my place at about 8:45, so all was well in the world. But no, I picked Dale up from the airport, had six beers there for him. I think he drank three on the way to Turramurra. He helped set up. He took someone's minis trolley, loaded it full of beers, and was walking up the aisles during the games, like the drinks trolley in an
Oh,
office.
on a plane, yeah.
Yeah, on a plane, on a plane. Of course, none of them were complimentary. You had to tap, and he was ready to tap. But no, Dale was an absolute gracious guest, and I'd gladly have him back next year. For him to give up a weekend of his time. To come and snap cans for a bunch of neckbeards, give up his long weekend. To me, that deserves a massive round of applause.
Yeah,
So,
well done, big fella.
golf club,
Yep.
golf clap, Big Pappy.
Finger snaps, Dow.
Finger
I miss
snaps,
you,
finger
dear mate.
snaps. Yep, and
I still reminisce on our game that we managed to play. When I called you out too, I said at the very beginning of the tournament, I said, "You and I are going to play." And you're like, "Who? What's this fucker saying?" And lo and behold, we played. And I got to show you the joy that is Eldar with your Dark Eldar that didn't like it very much. But I did miss
with your
you.
emo elder.
Yeah, I did miss you guys this year, but anyway, how did you go at Adelaide Uprising? What was the goal? What was the list? What was the result?
The goal was 5-3. And I didn't quite get there.
Okay.
But that comes, I guess, with some complexity because I think the better you play, the tougher your matchups are.
Fuck.
And And certainly that's the way the dice were falling for me. My matchups were getting better, and that's what we talk about on this show is you've got to keep playing up. So I'll do a recap without doing the whole wine tasting thing. I'm just trying to find my place here. So I came 68. First game was into a lovely gentleman called Aidan Stewart and his custodies. So it's the first game of Uprising. You're all prepped, you're all wound. I crack my first beer and he says, "I haven't really played custodies in 10th yet, so we'll see how we go." Meanwhile, I've had five practice games with my Canoptic Court Necrons. So my list was the three Bricks of Wraiths, one Doomstalker, Transcendent Satan, the Nightbringer. A squad of five flayed ones for early infiltrate and area denial. I had 3x3 tomb blades. I had a random locust destroyer just to sit on home objective. I had the Gloctopussy just for a bit of deep strike scoring, along with five death marks for a bit of deep strike scoring as well.
So your typical kind of Canoptic horde with your own little flavor splashed in there to try and play some get some extra mission play in there over just running over people.
Yes, correct. So, it was very much I'm going to play tactical for eight games. I'm not going to bother with fixed unless I'm going into something that warrants it, like, Chaos Knights, Imperial Knights, etc., where bring it down is all bar a fait accompli. Also, notwithstanding the fact that killing shit with Necrons and this list isn't OP, it's more of a survival list. It's more get on objectives, annoy the shit out of your opponent, don't die, and score. So Aiden was an absolute legend. I won that game. Look, I won't pass on scores. Aiden made a really stand-up move because he'd been mostly playing Grey Knights, realized that he was playing his custodes like Grey Knights and had overstated some of his shooting. He told me that I did think it was a little bit OP, but I like to give my opponent the benefit of the doubt. We came to a resolution. I just said, look, I'll pop D3 wraiths per unit back on to counter all of that additional shooting that otherwise didn't exist. He said, yes, that's fine. We shook hands. I think I got one wraith, two wraiths, and another one. So, look, it wasn't going to alter the course of the game, but I just think that's a very, very gentlemanly way of resolving something with a shake of hands and not bringing a TO over. At the end of the day, we are playing plastic toy soldiers. So if you're listening, Aiden, massive shout out to you. You're a mad lad. Second game into NIDS, a gentleman called Andrew Grelk. Shout out to the Bunbury guys. So there was a massive contingency from a gaming store down in Bunbury. That's in WA for those listening at home. Just to put it in perspective, Perth is a 3.5 hour trip home. And then you're probably, once you're out of the airport and you're in the car, you'd be another 2, 2.5 hours down to Bunbury. So, massive respect. I think there was quite a few that decided, no, we're going to do this. We're going to head over to SA. We're going to have a crack. Andrew played NIDS, a real hoardy list, which doesn't go well into Canoptic. It came out as my first loss. And do you know, Michael, when you're playing someone, they've got the first turn and they pick up their tape measure. And you can just see them moving that tape measure like it's poetry. And you just say to yourself, this is going to be a good but long game. Not because he was taking his time, but now I believe you can really judge your opponent by the way they start playing the game. And his measurements were on point. He knew exactly how to turn off Canoptic Court. He knew how to weaken my army. He offered up trades left, right, and center. Andrew, you're an absolute awesome opponent. We had a great game. And yeah, mate, massive shout out. I told you I'd shout you out on the podcast. Hope to see you and the Bunbury boys back next year. You added a whole new flavor and a whole new set of faces. So well done. To round out day one, I went into Jono Bishop, fellow Power Stancer, and his Vanguard Marines. Now, to say I was a bit wary about this one is an understatement. Jono is a wonderful player, as you would know, Michael. You played him yourself. He's a fellow teammate. Had only ever practiced into him once before, but never played him.
I think I heard you shitting yourself from here.
Yes.
It's like
Yes.
that was the level,
Yes.
that was the sound I heard. I was like, oh, Ben's playing Jono now.
Yeah. Ben's playing Jono now. Now, Jono, as I said, amazing player, and also a lovely guy too, a guy I respect and would call a friend. We've got some mutual friends around Adelaide too. Look, I got the win over Jono, which I wasn't expecting.
Big props, dude. Big props there, because that's not an easy win.
No, it's not. And again, I'm not gonna mention scores because to me it's win, lose or draw. Anyway, look, that was and Josh and Gilkey sent me a text from at home. He just had his knee, big knee recon. He said that was a big scalp for you. I gave Jono a hug afterwards, and we actually met in the car park on the way out. And I said, Jono, you will bounce back from this, and you will fucking send it. And he did. Coming into day two, I get a fellow Power Stancer again, and the mirror, Aidan McCune. Now, I said to Aidan at the start of this game, I said, Aidan, do you want to just both concede and call it a draw? And he was like, nah, let's play it out. And you know what happened?
He won.
We drew.
Oh, that's the draw game, of course.
That's the draw game, was the mirror. So, and look, it was probably the first time I think it got a bit heated. I've ever had a bit of a heated moment playing 40K, and it was like, because I have the utmost respect for Aiden, and he was very, very big in my formative, practice games before I started playing tournaments. He's a guy I always bounce shit off of. I think when you play a fellow teammate, you kind of take that good nature you got with your friend for granted a little bit. But at the end of the day, we hugged it out. I think there was a couple of contentious moments. Anyway, we got the draw, which isn't ideal. I said to him, should one of us just roll a D6 and we see who wins? But I think I didn't have any shit left in me to be able to execute that dice roll. So going into the next game against Damien Ridgewell, a guy from New South Wales, came second at Uprising last year. Anyway, I played the Vanguard Marines there again, pretty much replicated my play style against Jono and got the win. Game three, into Brendan Catalano, fellow South Australian. Shout out to Anti Meta Meteor. Brendan is very much an awesome player as well. I've never actually played him either, so that was a good first experience for me. Shout out to your pizza bar too, Brendan, if anyone in South Australia is listening, Marriottville Pizza, I believe. Yeah, look, Brendan, very clinical with his movements, very clinical with his rules. I just think the Canoptic caught into Marines was one that I found my mojo with. Coming off the back of beating Damien Ridgewell, I think I had a bit of confidence into Marines also beating Jono. So, Brendan, thanks again, mate, for a great first game. Day three into Orcs, Mark Caruana. You'd know Mark Michael,
Yes.
SA ATC player, very, very, very much a faction specialist with his Orcs. In fact, he's a specialist with most things. My wife and daughter actually rocked up at this point to say hello, and I was playing on that table right near the entrance way to the hall. And I had my daughter roll some feel no pains for me, and she kept getting fives and sixes. So I said to my wife, she's going nowhere until it's my turn again. She kept rolling fives and sixes. Mark took it in his stride. He thought it was hilarious. At the same time, it was a very tense game. Now I dropped this game. I will mention the score because it's a bit of a hurdy one. He got 91, I got 90.
Oh.
So it's a great team score.
Yeah, like 10-10 for days is happy, but
Yeah,
got a
10, 10.
rankle being so close to.
I know, but it was also one of those games that it was an absolute grind. Now, I can tell you where I lost the game, and this is some advice for the listeners out there. I moved my Nightbringer that was on six wounds across a whole full squad of Flash Gits without measuring the Overwatch. Now, if anyone's faced Flash Gits before, they shoot and they re-roll and then they shoot and re-roll. And by sheer weight of numbers, those Flash Gits overwatch my Nightbringer.
Wow. Rough.
Yeah.
Rough.
But to the listeners, with every single lesson, there's a learning. And Mark, being Mark, the lovely guy that he is, at the end, gave me that advice, just said, before you move something, just measure the distances away from the attacking models. Have a look, ask questions, see what their shooting output is. I just saw a bunch of pathetic looking orcs and said, ha ha ha, my Nightbringer just says, fuck you. And I learned all about Flash Gits.
And the Orcs.
Tough lesson. Orcs were also really good. He was the first opponent I took that took fixed missions. He had Homers and Bell, I believe, and was able to just really, really turn a corner at the end of the game. And he was just popping Homers and he was, engage. He was just on all fronts with MSU. So I quickly learned that Canoptic Court does not like hordes. Hordes really turn off that power matrix. Last game, Daniel Clark, and it wasn't the mirror, it was Hypercrypt. So it was Canoptic versus Hypercrypt. He got first turn, got that board pressure, turned off my power matrix, all that bouncing, jumping around. I had a chance to kill his Nightbringer with my Nightbringer. I had to roll. I rolled five hits, and I needed three twos to wound. I rolled four ones and a three.
It just hurts sometimes, doesn't it?
But do you know what I did? I laughed, fell to the ground laughing my head off, jumped back up, gave Daniel a massive high five, and said, that's fucking 40K for you.
It's a fucking fuck game, isn't it?
It is. And look, Daniel had never played before, fellow South Australian, absolute chat of a guy. And we've had many a chat over Facebook after this game. It's fair to say that I've made a friend there. I've vowed to play him again. And I actually want to repeat that exact game. I want to rack that game with the exact same list, go back out, and just try a couple of things differently into Hypercrypt before it gets nerfed. Anyway, so I finished 68. If they had gone the pod system like they did the year before, I would have been in 20th place on day one. So that was a bit of a hurdy as well. So
that's rough.
Closing out day two in 20, no pods, and then losing twice, going down to 68. That's tournaments. But look, end of the day, I was happy. I got through it. I had the stamina, and I felt like I wanted another game after that loss to Hypercrypt. So.
That's big, dude, to feel like wanting another game after that. Like, that's, yeah.
I think that's telling that I'm enjoying 40K, and as much as I haven't played a tournament in a month now, it's been 4 weeks, probably the longest I've been without a tournament. I had my first practice yesterday into Ben Reggett. Reggetti Spaghetti, who fortunately didn't get a call out because he's a paramedic while we were playing. I tried a Hypercrypt list of my own and got schooled by his custards. But anyway, I've had the talking stick for like 13 minutes now, Michael. I said I'd do it quickly. Alas, I didn't, but shout out to everyone that came. And Queensland, please come next year. Don't listen to all the crap. Just come.
Oh, and here I was expecting more than that, but I'll take that. Look, 13 minutes to recap Uprising is pretty good. I'll give you that. And look, massive props to you. Obviously, even though I wasn't there, I was cheering you on. I was reading your matchups. I was trying to give you any advice I could. Like, just
very much appreciated,
mate. I just couldn't help myself. It was hard to be a bystander at times, but super proud of your efforts, dude. So well done. Speaking of tournaments, and Ben's going to give me a lot of shit for this, I went to a tournament last weekend.
Cool.
Unfortunately, Ben, this tournament was not of the 40K variety.
Okay.
It was not of the Middle Earth strategy battle game variety, which I do love as well. I decided, after talking to a friend who's been a little bit disheartened about his own competitive play, to enter an Age of Sigmar tournament.
Fucking nerd.
Massive nerd. Now, I bought an Age of Sigmar. Obviously, if you're new to the show and you're starting here, go back and you'll hear more about this. But I have what we could call a problem when it comes to buying miniatures. So I actually bought an entire Seraphon army last year at the end of CanCon. And 3 days before the tournament, I went round to my mate's house and opened up the box that it got delivered in and undid the bubble wrap, because that's how far I had gotten. I hadn't even unwrapped the models. Knocked up a list together with my mate and went with the Seraphon, which is the lizardmen or dinosaurs. I got really, really excited because it's just stomp, stomp, raw. Like, that was my whole game plan. My very first game of AOS was round one of this tournament, and I told my opponent, Thierry, I said to him, I was like, I haven't played this game before. And he went, you can go first. And I stared at him like, okay, I'll move. He goes, no, you have to do hero phase first. I was like, dude, what's that? Because I actually don't know. I
Teach
have
me.
no idea. The hell is a hero phase? What can I do? And he, as soon as he realized that I wasn't actually like, no, I have never played this game before, he was super helpful in my first game. He was playing ogres. Massive shout out to him. You're not coming third, which is, quite good. I was really worried. He was telling me about how much damage these ogres could do, and oh, I was like, cool, that's a bit worrying. Ended up the dinosaurs ended up being too strong in the end, which was rad. Ran over his ogres, got a close win. It was only 22 to 18. Sigma is much, much lower scoring than 40K, just in case you're wondering. I didn't know this. Round two, I played into a Slave to Darkness army. And this was a little bit less enjoyable, I guess. My opponent conceded top bottom of turn two. He'd managed to kill one of my dinosaurs, and I, in my next turn, in turn three, I would have killed pretty much his whole army by the end of it, and he was just not having fun. That was a bit of a shame, because I went to have fun and enjoy myself, but got a big win there, 22-7, and then went into the last round against someone who's quite good at Age of Sigmar. And I was like, dude, I've never played before. I played two whole games. Let me know if I'm accidentally playing something wrong. Ended up playing into like a death army with Radagur the Beast or something like that. And he's like, this is the linchpin of my whole army. I was like, cool, I'm gonna kill it. And I didn't know if I'd kill it. And then before I'd even get to swing with my attacks, my three dinosaurs who charged in did enough mortal wounds to kill him. And I was like, oh, cool. So that was a pretty convincing win. So first ever AOS tournament, I went 3-0, only 1,000
Did you
points.
win?
I came second.
Oh,
Yeah, I know. The
beginner's
but
luck.
yeah, literally, yeah. It's like my first ever Middle Earth Strategy Battle Game tournament. I came second. It's like that's my thing. I'm going to come second at that.
So, are you going to play another one and rock up? I've never played this game before.
I'm not going to say never, but funny story, an old
So,
friend.
it's. Oh, go on, go on.
An old friend of mine, Matt Gammy, who some of our people up in Brisbane will know, hit me up the other day. We've known each other for well over a decade. We used to play soccer together. He hit me up and said, hey, dude, because I told him I played Age of Sigmar. And he's like, oh, that's cool. He hit me up on yesterday, so Sunday, and said, hey, we've just had someone drop from our AOS Teams tournament. Can you come and play? And I was like, firstly, this is a terrible idea because I have no idea what I'm doing. Secondly, yes, I definitely can. So I'm now going
So
to go
how
play.
did you fill out the pairing sheet? Red, 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 red.
Look, I don't even know how pairings. I'm for those of you who know me for a while, I'm rapidly painting models for a tournament. Michael is painting models for a tournament. This never happens. I have currently two big dinosaurs on my desk that I'm painting up. I realized as I was showing Ben them earlier that they're orange and gray, which is the exact same color as my Eldar army, so I obviously have a color scheme that I like, but I'm rapidly
Fucking
painting,
nerd.
yeah, no, I'm rapidly painting dinosaurs, and I've said to the guys, I'm like, guys, I have no idea what I'm doing, just throw me under the bus. Give me, like, I don't care, I'm just gonna run forward. So I've got seven big dinosaurs on my list running forward, trying to kill things. That's me. So I know it's very, what's a good word? What negative connotation can you give me for playing this game, Ben?
Mercurial.
Sure, that's not negative at all. That's just
I can't speak negatively of you, you fucking nerd, so I'm going to call you Mercurial.
Mercurial. There you go. Unfortunately, my friend who I went with the tournament with, that I was going with the express idea of helping him out and helping him be competitive, went 0-3. In his defense, the players pack was not easily accessible, and he had built his army based off the usual players pack, not the weird random players pack, so his army was not built for these missions. So I still had a great time with him. I'm going to be working at helping him get better, which I know sounds dumb from someone who has played three games, but I'm also enlisting another mate of mine, Brad from Northside. He's going to come down and help, and we're going to have some games, and he's going to help coach
Well,
both of us.
there's understanding your army, and there's understanding gameplay. I was waiting for Regit to rock up because he was driving to our game yesterday and saw a car accident, and he did what he did, and he pulled over and he rendered assistance, and that's Regit, and I think that's any paramedic out there. And a massive shout out to all our emergency services people. There was a game of 40K going on behind me, and these guys had no idea. And you want to speak up, but you don't. So I decided to speak up, and they were just like, "Oh, can you like hang out here, like, and just?" And I said, "Look, until my opponent rocks up, absolutely." So this guy obviously knows how to play the game, yeah.
This,
He knows the rules.
yes, he knows the
He knows
rules.
his army,
He knows he
right?
helped me write my army.
Okay, so he just needs to understand strategy, trading, movement, or is it
Nuances, dice
nuances?
rolls.
Yeah, dice. Yeah, exactly.
He was very, very
Quick
prolific
math.
in his dice's hate of him, and I love him to pieces, and I watched him roll, and like he's had mates on multiple occasions buy him new dice.
Okay, so he's not a gypsy. Anyway, your stinky AOS gain. So what? You podium, so there was four players.
18.
18. Oh wow. So when the AOS guys play adjacent to our 40K games at our RTTs, there's like six of them over there. Look, they always look like they're having fun. And look, I'm not gonna lie. I wanna play AOS. I wanna play Sons of Bahamut.
Oh, just big giants. Yeah, dude. I literally, I dig it. I dig it. My 2,000 point list has five data sheets, and seven of them are giant dinosaurs that I just don't care about. Like,
But
rock them.
do I want to understand multiple opponents again? Do I want to, get reps into a smaller community and have to understand different opponents? But I guess when you're new to something, you can literally just rock up with your models and have fun and expect the unexpected. I guess that can be fun too, but I've invested a lot of time in 40K and trying to understand my opponents. I don't need another distraction.
No, it can be difficult. I literally would just say to my opponents, like, oh, what's your kind of idea? I'm like, stomp, stomp, roar. It's like, what's that? My
Stomp,
arm, I'm
stomp,
just gonna run it. Yeah, there's literally just gonna run at you and try and stomp you and roar at you.
and do you know what? They're probably not used to
Yeah,
that.
they're like, why is this guy just running all of the, like, does he know? And then I'm like, nope, I know nothing. But it's funny because I was looking at the players of this AOS tournament. Just gonna shout out a few names. Let me know if you recognize any of them, Ben. But a couple of the attendees. There's one, Alex Terrison. Yeah, there's a look, this guy's not very well known up here for anything really, but there's Liam Hackett who's going to this AOS tournament.
Ah, okay.
And then there's this other guy who, look, he's pretty trash, but Eric Lathouris, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He's won a couple of games at a couple of things, but he's also going to this AOS tournament.
Ah, jeez.
And that's just a few. There's a whole team of 40K players that are playing AOS. There's a team which is like three out of the four are mainly 40K players. Then there's me not knowing what I'm doing, which is fine. Like it's, yeah, I
All
was
right.
very, very
Find me a
surprised.
Sons of Behemoth painted army. I don't need anything else to paint, please, people, and I'll buy.
Okay, I can get you Sons of Bahamut, just not painted.
I know, but you can get them from that shop that does cheap
Yeah,
minis.
the
I
spicy shop
don't
that does cheap minis, exactly.
want them to fall apart, though.
Well, stop throwing them.
Okay, but they look cool and strong and tough and stuff.
But they're not.
Anyway. I'm playing an RTT this weekend.
Woof! I am
I'm
playing a
not going to
40K.
say what's on my list because lists are due tomorrow night, and you'll probably upload this episode tonight.
Or not, I won't be able to upload it tonight because I'm based off an iPad, so. It depends. How brave are you feeling?
I'm not brave at all, mate. You've done it for 18 episodes, and you fucked it up a few times, but you've also got it right a few times too,
Yeah.
so.
I had someone come and buy some minis off me because I'm selling some stuff. So if anyone wants
What'd you
anything,
sell?
let me know. I sold some AOS stuff I bought 3 years ago and never ever looked at. I sold some excess GSC characters and some excess Chaos Space Marine characters, but I was talking to this guy. See, now I've completely lost my train of thought. But this guy came around and I was talking to him about, like, the podcast and stuff. And yep, this story is much more interesting until you interrupted me. And now my whole train of thought's gone. What were we talking about before this?
Ice cream.
Oh, no. So I spoke to him about the technical difficulties. And, like I'm about as. I said neither of us are overly technologically savvy. And I think that's pretty fair, Ben. Would you agree?
No, I'm fucking heap smart.
Yeah, me too. And I said, by virtue of me signing up for the podcasting account, I've been lumped with the technical stuff. and it has been a little bit hit and miss. And our podcasts are very, very rough because, like, in theory, I could edit them. In
Why
theory,
would you, though?
In theory, there's lots of things I could do. In theory, I could, you know, become a nun if I really wanted to, but it's not going to happen, guys. It's just not. Nah.
There's a guy at Uprising as I walked out. I had my jersey on and he yelled out, Corby, are you from the Gathering Storm? He's from Melbourne. Sorry, mate, I've forgotten your name. He's wearing like a R.M. Williams hat and looked like he just walked off a cattle station. Looked really out of place walking out of a 40K hall. He goes, oh, I love your podcast. I said, yeah, we're going to start swearing more. I've got to get Michael swearing more. He goes, yeah, I love it. So I don't think our podcast should ever deviate from this very raw, bitter, wax lyrical that it is.
Look, not unless someone's going to pay us an absolute fuck ton of money, and we both know that's never going to happen, so we're pretty safe.
And Camel Ogre came onto our podcast, so that must say something.
Yeah, pan-fried calamari. Like, that's a...
Camel Eerie.
Yeah, look...
No, that was really good having him on. That was... Yeah.
Good insight from, I guess, you know, one of the best in the biz in Oz, which is big, but... So
he's
the RT...
The world.
Yeah. RTT this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Any other big names going that you're feeling?
Yes. So it's actually the SA Masters.
You got an invite to Masters?
I didn't get an invite. I got invited to buy a ticket.
One of those invites.
Yeah. Here. We need to make up numbers. Do you have money?
Ben's like,
so
yes,
do.
I have money. I have some money.
I think the top eight is in Gelke, Napier. Forgive me if I get these
Bishop.
Wrong. Bishop.
Ben Chan.
Gelke, Napier. Ben Wan.
Ben Wan, yeah.
Ben Wan. I think some of the Lost in the Mail guys, Carl Murray, Michael Wood. I don't know if Woodsy's going, Shane Miller.
I did see the post for the SA boys. So there's Masters running and then concurrently there's another event running, which is just to, you know, pack up.
Yeah, correct. I'd like to obviously chomp in and play some of the top 10 guys because, again, that's what I like to do. I like to play up. I like to do stupid things like Grudge Solely at Terracon. I would gladly do it again. Because you gotta play up to learn more. But
you do.
ATC teams have been named. There's some big names floating around. Who's going from Queensland, Michael? Are you coaching this year?
I'm not coaching this year.
Oh, you didn't get invited back?
No, I didn't.
I heard you did an amazing job last year.
No, apparently not. Apparently not. Coming first wasn't quite good enough. I needed to come super first. No, look. I know this is a contentious issue, and...
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Look, stop double-fingering me as I'm talking about this. It's a contentious issue, but Queensland was unable to field a team of participants willing to go to the event, and there's a multitude of reasons behind that. I will say, if anything, Queenslanders are a very, very loyal bunch. Very, very loyal to our own, especially some of the most hardworking or successful in our hobby. Sometimes combination of both. So for us, that's just the way the cookie crumbled this year. There won't be a Queensland team. Also, I think surely there has to be a rule against us just always winning. Surely, like, we have to give you guys, someone else, a chance.
I think Queensland needs to be there to keep the tempo up.
Look, we know you guys are all going to suffer without us there, and that isn't actually going to be a challenge without Queensland. And you know, some of the guys listened to the podcast, Ben. They heard you saying that, you know, ATC is always about who's looking to come second. And we're like, you know what? We can be generous for a year.
I'm pretty sure they didn't give a shit what I said about Queensland coming second. I'm pretty sure most of the ATC guys probably wouldn't even listen to this podcast. Some of them have their own podcast.
You'd be surprised, yeah? Because there's...
Okay.
I know of... WTC people up here who listen to our podcast quite consistently.
Prolifically. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
well, Queensland, you will be missed. You do have a great, great pool of talent up there. You do set the tone in terms of competitive play, and you will be missed. And whatever the reasons are, and they are your own, I hope that you navigate your way around them, through them, underneath them, whatever way, and we see those banana bending, pineapple clad Warhammer 40K superstars back on the ATC, and what would be even better, back down at Uprising next year, because yeah, you are an absolute bunch of lads. You know, it was not as cool seeing all the Australian jerseys around the hall. You know, your Wayne Russells, your Denise, your Liams, your even Big Geordie. It's going to do some squats with him, maybe. Yeah, we just didn't get that. So it'd be nice to see you all back.
Look, I'm going to make a really concentrated effort for next year, but obviously with my situation, which you know very well, I can't
Yeah,
make
you're
any promises.
transitioning, man, and getting that surgery done just,
Yeah, look, I needed to be the number one player and I couldn't do it, so I had to find a way. Improvise, adapt, overcome.
Yeah. No, all seriousness, I want to see Queensland front and center being the powerhouse that they are.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Look at you, so man. Before the show, you're talking all this shit, saying I'm going to destroy. I'm going to ask you something like Queensland's far right, and now on the podcast,
I
you're
did
all
not say any of that.
sunshine and daisies, mate.
I didn't say any of
Sunshine
that. I
and
love
daisies,
Queensland. I didn't say any of that. I love Palm Cove.
mate. We're going to have to organise for you to come up for an event.
I'm going to do the TNA Open this year.
Ooh,
Tits and ass open.
look, I will most likely do it as well, but I'm also very, very prepared to not have the same stellar run that I had last year. So,
It's big shoes to fill.
yeah, look.
And I want to say I went to Kedron Wayville because that just sounds cool.
Kedron Wavell, mate.
Yeah.
Mate, you don't know the half of it up here in Queensland. Yeah, Kedron Wavell's Irresistibles
Yeah,
in
you're in
Tanami'ra.
Logan.
I'm in Eden's Landing. I don't know why Eden landed here, but apparently they did and thought it was a good spot, so.
Yeah, well, I'm in Valley View and I have a Valley View. Ha ha.
Imagine that. But no, like, I guess the last little bit from me, from a somewhat quieter month. I have an upcoming teams event in April, which I'm very
40K.
excited
We're
about.
not
40,
talking about that other one.
40, 40K teams, the exciting
Okay.
one, 5-man teams. I'm really excited because I am hands down, without a shadow of a doubt, the weak link on the team. And
Bye.
that's where I thrive, yeah, is when there's no pressure expectation on me and I can just go and get my 2 or 3 points a game and be happy. But I'm really excited. I've been snapped up by, I'm playing on a team with Simon Gojovic, Hayden Waldock,
Is
Alex
he
Terrison,
Welsh?
definitely Welsh, Alex Terrison, Jacob Warner, and myself. So like a pretty good team there. I'm pretty confident about that team. We should do reasonably well and excited to try out some of the new Eldar ideas I have. I have already had some people, Lockie Gordon, hitting me up, going like, "What is there enough sweetness to come back to Eldar?" And part of me is like, "No, get the fuck off my faction! Everyone, get off my faction! Stop playing my faction!" But I think there's a couple of ways that I'm, especially in the teams format, that I'm really excited to try and give a red hot crack to and see what we can make it work. Because I know that, obviously Custodes are looking terrifying. Necrons can go die in a
Oh, yeah.
fucking hole. I hate Necrons so much.
War in heaven.
They are the worst faction in the world. Take
War in heaven.
Exterminators to every single Tomb World. Like, Sisters are coming out of the woodworks. Guard are starting to come good. Like, there's a lot of different options. So,
The
I'm
game
keen.
is actually somewhat balanced.
I'll be honest with you, the game is never balanced. That's the
I
problem, is
said somewhat.
unless they released every single codex simultaneously and then the FAQs, like, you're never going to get the balance perfect. But,
I
yeah.
have the most gorgeous Imperial Knights painted up on my shelf downstairs that just stare at me at 36% win rate misery.
Then you could be the change. You could be the one
No.
making the change.
If James Mann in South Australia can't be the advocate for change with Imperial Knights, then I think we've all got a long road ahead of us.
Look. Yes.
And he's pretty loyal to his faction.
I love loyal I love people who are loyal to their factions. As long as it's not my faction, everyone get off my faction. But, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah, aside from that, Benny boy, I'm... Look, if anyone wants to see me paint something, let me know and I might put a couple of photos up because it doesn't look like it just came out of the arse end of a dog, which is very, very surprising.
Should start an OnlyFans.
Oh, I should never start an OnlyFans. I am...
You could paint the nerd.
Oh, no one would ever pay to see. I would have to pay people to not watch it. Like, they... Yeah, no, it would never happen. But, no, look, dinosaurs are cool. And as I'm painting more and more dinosaurs, Ben, I'm starting to think about Exodar Eldar. And I'm like, you know what would be cool? Eldar running dinosaurs. That would be cool.
Well, that's what Exodites were, weren't they?
Exactly. So now I'm sitting here like...
Aren't they going to release them anyway?
Look, that was a rumor we heard back when Eldar had their drop. And I'm not privy to information. I'm not anywhere near important enough for that. I know that whatever happens for Eldar, I know I'm going to buy. So, like, it's not a hard sell for G-Dub for me. It's very much just, you put out the plastic cracker, Michael will buy it. I don't know what Ben's done. He's turned into... Oh,
I see. No, I was tapping my arm looking for a vein.
Look, just fucking direct inject. Direct inject direct straight into the heart. Just done.
But yeah. We've got 3.5 minutes. Just a couple of recaps. Something that I've noticed you've been doing, something that I've also been doing. And I talked about stamina at 40K. I recently took up CrossFit. Now, I know not all of our listenership are out there looking after themselves physically and dietary and et cetera. We are in a pretty static sort of hobby. But I do encourage people that where you can, get out, move, watch what you eat, exercise, because I really think that bode well for me. At Uprising, I am by no means a Fitspo, an Instagram influencer, anything like that, but it's just about body movement. CrossFit is a big challenge for me personally. I'm very intimidated when I go into the gyms, but nonetheless, it's a very supportive community, and I am noticing the difference. I'm sleeping better. I'm focusing more. I'm a lot more active, and I'm a lot more focused. And Michael, I think you've done something similar.
Look, yeah, over the last couple of months, I've really kicked up my gym for a multitude of reasons. One, like that physical, you're right, the physicalness has just been a huge, huge positive for my mental health and my well-being. Without it, look, I'm not ashamed to admit, and I've been pretty honest and upfront with our listeners, like I've had a pretty rough time the last 4 or 5 months. It hasn't been great for me. So the fact that the gym exists, and for me, sometimes it's just going there and just lifting, I won't say heavyweight, because anyone who knows me knows I'm not big, but lifting weight, moving stuff, having your music, and just having that time where you focus on yourself, it's really, really big. And I've come a long way. People who know me from many, many years ago, I used to weigh about 125-ish kilos, and I'm down to just over 90 now with more and more muscle coming on. So it's definitely helped me in a lot of ways. And I actually have a mate who has been struggling with their mental health and their physical health, and they mentioned as much to me, and I was like, right, cool. Saturday afternoon, I'll come around with my dogs and we're going to go for a walk. And all we did was go for a walk and we chatted and we talked shit, and it was great. It was fantastic.
Just small adjustments. Go for a walk. Yep. If you drink 4 cans of Coke a day, try drink 3.
Yep.
If you smoke 15 ciggies a day, make it 13. Just yep. Drop it down. Small adjustments. You don't need to go out and join fucking CrossFit like I did. Just make small adjustments.
Yeah. Progress, not perfection, guys. You've got to fall in love with the process, not the destination. I really like
that. That's fundamentally what we're doing with this podcast. We're just trying to get better, one game at a time.
Exactly.
And we're not trying to yeet it. We got less than a minute. We need to shout out Irresistible Force at Tanamira.
My boys, that's where the tournament was hosted for the IF. The AOS event I went to, I got a rad trophy, which is a feculent Narmor painted up silver because it came second in my first ever AOS game. So big shout out to John and the lads there. Their range is only ever expanding. It's definitely the single biggest paint hobby scenery range I've ever seen in a store. So if you're ever up this way, please go check them out. Let them know you heard from us because they, you know, they do really help and support the podcast here. And Benny boy, you got one pretty rad store down there too.
Yeah, Phil Wessels, Dragon's Lair, St. Mary's, major sponsor of Uprising and ATC. And Michael's pointing his finger at me, drawing a picture of a dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
News
So,
to come on Dragon's Lair, St. Mary's soon.
yeah, exactly. And Ben, I swear we're going to get these for the next event. I want to get those objective markers done up. So for the team's event.
Yes.
So
Yes, we do.
our aim, guys, is Ben and I are going to get 10 sets of objective markers made up with Gathering Storm logos. We're going to take five each. We're going to go to a tournament. We're going to use them. And at the end, we're going to give them to our opponents just to say thanks. Feel free to give us a like, follow, whatever, but just as a memory of playing one of the venerable hosts of the Gathering Storm, have some pretty.
Mid-tier players, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Average gamers, average
And
foot.
we'll put QR codes for our sponsors on the
Ooh,
objective markers too. There you go.
that's a good idea.
Yeah, of
Alrighty,
course I
guys,
did. I'm,
I think that's
that's
time
all
for
right.
now. So thank you very, very much for everyone for tuning in, and we will definitely be back much sooner than the drink, long time between drinks, because Benny and I have fought wide up, ready to go.
Let's go. Boom.